Hey, we're back. That's wonderful. I just ran upstairs and ran back down quick.
We got to get a fridge right down here.
Yeah. And a coffee maker.
It was much funner to watch him freaking run back down the stairs and try to get back in time, not knowing when that was going to be.
You know, I thought of a when I was upstairs, I thought of a thing or something that really made me think about it. And about interviewing who you're going to be with or who you're going to even have a session with or accepting or considering being collared or whatever too, is you have to kind of interview to know what you're both into. And a good example of one that I thought of is, for me personally, is humiliation. If I would have interviewed you two before the whole thing and found out one of your big things that you really love to do is really humiliate your slaves or your boys, your pups, which is nothing wrong with that. I'm not judging that as being a bad thing. I'm saying, but there are certain masters or sirs that that's part of what they do, is they're into humiliating their property. It would be wonderful to know that up front if you're someone like myself, that I'm not into humiliation at all. Humiliation totally turns me off. That's just personally who I am. That doesn't make it wrong. It just does absolutely nothing for me. That's what I mean. You got to do some interview process to know who you're going to go and get into a situation with.
But people are afraid of talking or saying exactly what they're into because they may not get to play.
That's my point I made earlier. And it's so hard to get to play sometimes. You're willing to do anything. But the flip side of it, and that's why I thought of humiliation example, you get all excited and you get all set up and you're going to a master's house and he has a dungeon and you're like myself, I'm doing this, let's say. And I go to the house and the first thing I find out is okay, and he starts calling me names and telling me he's going to put me in a dress and he's going to humiliate me and so treat me like a piece of shit and this and that. Well, you know what? I wouldn't even play with him. That would be no fun. So why? That's, I mean, you've got to, you
got to set the ground rules before you get there.
And of course you have a safe call, so that way.
Exactly.
And he knows ahead of time that you have a safe call.
Right. We've talked about
and
that.
And then you're going to say, I'm leaving, and there's never an issue at that point.
Yeah. And for some of you that are listening, that is one thing we really try to educate people about, is having a friend, having somebody, let them know you're going on a date, or it doesn't matter if it's a fuck date, doesn't matter if it's a kinky play date, whatever it is, let somebody that knows about your kinky lifestyle, or doesn't matter if you're going on a regular date with somebody you've never met before, make sure that a friend has a number and they know where you're meeting and a description and maybe a telephone number of somebody.
Exactly.
Because times have changed. There are a lot of weird people out there, and you have to be careful. And there is, you know, a lot of young people who think, and older people too, who are just coming out of a marriage or whatever, and they're thinking with the wrong head. And the only thing they're thinking about is, I'm going to get laid tonight, I'm going to get what I want, and they're gone. And you know what? We've kind of all done it.
Oh, we all have.
And lucky for us, we are here to talk about, and most of us have had nothing bad happen to us. Some of us, things have happened. You know, I mean, a good friend of mine was in New York City, went on a date. Next thing you know, he's on a date, went to a bar, still went to a bar. Went to the washroom, came back, had a drink. In the middle of the drink, started feeling a little funny. No big deal. The guy says, you know, do you want to come back to my apartment? Yeah. Went back to his apartment. Next thing you know, my friend started feeling a little funny. Next thing you know.
Like gay funny?
No, like roofing funny.
Yeah, roofing funny. And the next thing, he's being tied up, and he wakes up a few hours later, and he's tied, and there's not one guy, there's two guys, there's three guys there. And 2 days later went by.
I never had the 2 days. I had that about 4 hours. I got roofied once, and it's not fun. It's scary as hell. And it was the same way, where one guy had roofied me, and when I woke up, there was three guys there, and then I totally freaked because I didn't know where I was. I didn't know how I got there, and still to date, because I never ran into these guys again, I didn't know where my car was even, because this happened in the bar. My car was in front, right in parked in front of the place.
And this has nothing to do
with me drive it or what. But
and this
crazy.
Has nothing to do with being kinky.
No,
this
it
is
doesn't.
Just being a gay guy going to a bar
right.
for a drink.
Or a straight.
Or a straight female,
straight
male,
well.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
We really have to be careful in this day and age. Times have changed. I mean, it's
yep.
crazy what you can find and what can happen.
And let's utilize the resources that are out there, you know, and it can be fun to do that as well for some. I'm not into cyber sex personally. It is never really done anything for me. It's kind of bizarre. You'd think cyber sex would, but cyber with me just... Or phone sex.
Oh,
and
no,
I would have masters or whatever.
I don't get the phone sex.
That wanted to get into phone sex with me, and I would actually fake an orgasm just to make them happy because I just, okay, we're going to get on the phone and talk, and you're going to jerk off, and you're going to come while I'm talking to you. And I would fake it because I couldn't even get hard. It was like.
You were doing the laundry.
Whatever, yeah. I was like one of those phone sex operators. They should have charged for it.
Now, let me ask you a question just because something that you just said. Now, you were in a totally safe environment on the phone.
Yes.
Right? But you still did that to make them happy.
Exactly.
So now, in a safe environment where you could have said, you know what, fuck off, sir, and hung up, whatever.
Didn't do it, though.
Why not, boy?
Because you're looking for it that desperately, and that's exactly what I was talking about. You've got to keep the balance and always keep safety in mind and always keep respect, self-respect, first of all, in mind. And make sure that person is someone that's going to respect you.
So you've got a submissive that goes to, say, our house, right? Now, if we haven't discussed, which we normally do, but let's say we haven't. And I mean, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to say no to me. It doesn't matter what it is. They will not say no.
Exactly,
and
I know.
Most times, boy, that's because they're a submissive.
But that's one of the reasons I know you do. You forced on me, or you didn't really. Yeah, you kind of did. You forced on me, and I've seen you do it with others too, sir. You utilize what's out there. You do it on Messenger. You Skype. You
do what, boy? I'm not understanding you.
Conversations, a lot of chats, and you ask a lot of questions, and you make them ask questions.
Okay, fair enough. I'll give you that.
And
one.
Because it can be much easier to do it with a master or sir online than it is in person a lot of times to do that interview process, I
yes,
guess you would say.
Because you were so comfortable when you came to us the first time, weren't you, boy?
And, you know, somebody just said...
Someone else may be even more nervous when they come here the first time, but...
Actually, I thought you and that individual had a very nice conversation.
Yes, we did.
And that individual's mind is at... And that's another
just
good
so you
point,
know,
too.
The first time. Yeah, and
well,
that was the case.
Yep.
I when the first time I came here, I sweat so bad that Master made me go get a towel because I was getting his floor wet.
Pissed me
off. I
was
sweating so bad. And here's someone myself who had experience in some dungeons and with some masters and sirs, and it still made me that nervous. So that's, again, why I'm kind of speaking from experience here. And it's a good point Master makes. When you're there one-on-one in that nervous situation, you're going to do, you may do whatever the master wants. So don't put yourself in that situation if you know that's what's going to happen. Do it on, do a lot of, utilize the technologies that are out there. Chat a lot online. You know, I used to, and a point I was thinking a lot about this, and you say, well, in the old days it would more often, Sir Mark, you've been out a while, so you know.
What do you mean?
Let's meet in the bars. Oh, let's go meet in the bars. So then what would happen, and it's things we would forget, because I would do it, is you meet in the bars, and then you have a few drinks. And let's be honest, everybody looks a lot better when you've had a few drinks.
I have had no...
Come on.
I have had no issue. I've met... Oh, I'll be the first
really?
To say. I've met guys...
Have?
I have. I've met guys, you know. I mean, I'll perfect example... over
you've
say,
never gotten so drunk and woke up the next
no.
morning and looked at it and went, what
he doesn't
in
know.
The
he doesn't
hell
really
did
drink.
I don't drink.
Yeah,
I don't
really
drink.
That much, so.
And I know you have, Master. May not be men, but it happened a lot with women.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm sure I could ask Sheila about those, too.
Oh, yeah. Ask my ex-wife about all the other broads I fucked while
yeah,
I was married
exactly.
to her. Great plan.
Like well, she knows about them.
She does.
You told her about all of them.
I know, but...
Probably she met most of them. She knew most of them, actually, probably. She was a roadie with you, so
but the same thing though, talking online, anybody can be anybody talking online. A, the picture
yep.
cannot be you. You know, you can present yourself as something that you're not. You still need that energy, may be there when you're chatting and typing, because you're creating in your own mind who that person is
mm-hmm.
and who you want that person to be. You need that physical contact. I mean, a lot of time, it to me, it's the look, the smell of the person.
Right.
The, you know, I'm sorry. I'm a physical person. If you're not a good kisser, it ain't going to work. It doesn't matter if you're a boy.
I suck at kissing. How's this working with us?
Yeah.
Nah, you put the effort in there. But there's certain things that...
Get bees to sting my tongue.
It depends how many beers you have in you, sir. The more beers, the better the kissing.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
Is that because of...
We both have you figured out, sir.
But the thing is that the physical aspect of the bar... I mean, I remember I had this one guy, gorgeous, picture looked amazing, it was like really, really hot, and then I met him. Well, the fucking picture must have been 20 years old. Okay, the guys, you know, I looked at him and he looked at me and smiled, so I realized, okay, this is the right person. He goes, hey Mark. And I says, yeah. It goes, it's Tom. And I went, hi Tom. Wow. And he looked, wow. I go, how old is that picture? I don't mind if you're a few pounds overweight, that's no problem. But if you've been, you know, shot through 5 screen doors and you've been airbrushed to death, I mean, he goes, well, my cock is still as big. I said, sure, and I bet you it works with Viagra or Cialis, but the guy was 70, which is no problem. I've had sex with 65-year-old men.
Wait a minute. I want to just back this up. We'll talk about this on our show. But everyone, please keep in mind that Sir Mark did say something about 70s.
Yes.
And we're just going to say old men and getting blown. That's all I'm going to say. And midgets.
Oh, wow. There's something I missed, I guess. I didn't hear the whole story.
It was
story
a good trip.
Texas. Anyway, there's a couple other things I don't want to forget to talk. First of all, Slave Wayne goes, indeed, drink until he's hot. One thing I want to talk about when we get back to is Zachy Baby talked about, well, what about self BDSM, meaning self cock and ball torture. Could we talk about that a little bit or things like that? So
sure.
Maybe we'll talk about that when we get back.
Stay tuned, guys.
Enjoy the music. Stay tuned.